This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
That it is.
And we've got guests here, haven't we?
We do. We've got a jam-packed studio, haven't
Who
we?
Who knows how this is going to go? I mean, you know, I'm not going to make a prediction, but I reckon
You're no fortune teller, are you?
I am not.
No.
I am not.
But lucky we're joined by a couple of genies here in
the
studio.
We are. You know, not just one. We've got them both. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Michael James Scott and Gareth Jacobs.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, thank you, applause. Thank you.
I nearly didn't get it then.
I know, he was clapping literally.
We've got a work experience boy doing the sound. And now you're both, you're leaving.
I'm leaving, yes. I'm actually leaving Australia. Leaving Aladdin.
It's because of the Melbourne heat, isn't it?
What does that mean then? Where are you going?
Finish here on this Sunday, but I will be going to open the show. I'll be joining the North American tour of Aladdin and opening it in Los Angeles.
Right. Wow.
So I'm insanely excited and honored that Disney is giving me that lovely little gift to open it in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's very exciting. It's very, very exciting.
Because you were on Broadway.
I was on Broadway, yes. And then I opened here. It's kind of fun to sort of open it in different places in the world. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I didn't even think about that part of it. So that's kind of, I'm in Australia. Who knew that I would end up in Australia, which is crazy that I'm out going my 18th month in Australia.
It feels a little ridiculous to ask you, have you enjoyed it? Because I don't imagine that anybody could not enjoy it. I mean, the show is amazing and we obviously love Australia. So you've had a ball.
It's been a horrible time. Like, it's just absolutely been abysmal.
You should go now.
I'm out. It has been a dream. I mean, I've actually always wanted to come to Australia. My partner and I, we had always decided that once we got married, which you can get married in Australia. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I love that we're here for all of that. Oh my God, it made me so excited. I can't.
And it was so easy to get.
It was so easy.
All we had to do was take a box, take it through the drive.
We rubbed the lamp.
Gareth and I made it. It took two genies, but we made it, right? But that we actually were going to come to Australia for our honeymoon. That was what we, that was the plan. And then now I'm like, child, I need to come to my honeymoon. I know, it's like home. So that's been the most sort of like surprisingly amazing thing about it, because I have gotten to travel and see this beautiful country, that's been it really has been such a dream.
On your one day off.
So I've had some
50 shows a week.
Yes.
A little bit of publicity here and there.
Yes. Little spurts of time off, which has been really, really, really awesome.
And I've seen the show twice. Absolutely love it. And Gareth, when did you join? And you were understudying the role, and really forget about that.
Yeah.
Because you're now taking over as the genie.
I am. It's so exciting. I actually have been with the show since it started here in Australia as well, as the standby. So I've just been sort of waiting in the wings and watching
waiting for your moment.
Watching the master at work. I'm like that little box on the wall that's like, in case of emergency, break the glass. That's me.
It's the really, really difficult job to be an understudy, and not knowing of it, you've got to learn absolutely everything, never know when you're going to go on, and then all of a sudden you could have 5 minutes or 5 hours notice.
Absolutely.
Night number one when you went on, I cannot imagine how daunting that was, but you obviously were brilliant. Otherwise, they don't let you stay in the role, do they?
Well,
you know,
I mean,
they get someone else.
I was kind of lucky, because the first time I went on, I kind of had a little bit of a heads up, because Michael obviously was taking some holidays at that time.
Oh,
so
a diva, bit of a diva.
I didn't say
anything.
I'm going to Barbados.
I had to take my booty all the way back to the States for a wedding.
Fair enough. Yeah, so I kind of had, it wasn't, my first time wasn't a sort of, you know, quick you're on kind of 5 minute moment kind of thing. There have been others in the show that have sort of gone through that, but I've been lucky. It's been amazing. It's been so great.
But back to that, you don't get offered the role if you, they don't think you're good enough.
No.
Just because you were the understudy, it's actually easier to probably leave you as the understudy and get someone else in.
How did it feel when they asked you to step into those dreamy shoes?
Yeah, I've been asked that question before and I cannot remember. I can remember the conversation happening, but it's one of those moments that you just go, you hang up the phone and go, did that actually just happen? Like, I felt like I had to call back and go, that was real, right? We didn't just make that up. It took like a day to sort of process, and then when it finally sunk in, I was like, okay, this is happening.
It is not the easiest role in the world,
no,
is it?
No.
It is a really...
It takes a little bit of a challenge.
That's what... Obviously, when you're in the audience, that's what's brilliant about it, because, you know, it is... The energy is ridiculous from all of... Everyone in it.
Yeah.
But the genie, my God, you know, and Aladdin. I mean, Aladdin does a bit.
He's in there a few times.
It really is, you know, having... If you've seen the movie, you sort of know what we're talking about, but if you've seen the show, you definitely will. It's from start to finish, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a dream to be able to do that as an actor with this role specifically, because you literally are pulling out every little box of tricks that you have as an actor. It's everything in the kitchen sink and you're thrown into one role, and that doesn't come around a lot.
I think we can blame Robin Williams for that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's the blueprint and the icon that we've kind of have to try and emulate with, you know, and create. So. Yeah. It's exciting to get out there.
So what's the story for you now then? What do you do now? You're in Melbourne, obviously. It's still in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne. I take over next Tuesday.
And he's a home... He's hometown boy, Melbourne.
Yeah, like, it is.
That's huge that he gets to do it here, as opposed to, you know, like, maybe having to wait till, you know, the show moves to Brisbane. But, like, he gets to take over the role and still have a bit of time in
it. Well, you'd have had a lot of your mates and family and everyone come and see it already.
Absolutely.
But now that you're going to be doing that, that's it. They're not stupid, are they?
Oh, no. My family think this is great because it's little holidays for them too. Oh. They're like, where are you next? Brisbane. Okay, great. Yeah, we're in Brisbane. Okay, so we'll come up for 5 days and we'll see you once and then we'll just do everything. I was like, all right, do what you need to do. I'm here to...
And where is next then? Brisbane. Is it?
Yeah, we finish here in end of January and then we move to Brisbane mid-Feb. And then we open there for...
It really is one of those ones for Christmas. You don't have to have children as far as
absolutely
I'm concerned.
Absolutely not.
You've got to love your musicals. It's very musical. It is very Disney.
Absolutely.
But it leaps off the blooming stage and, you know, it's a good one for kids without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I took my 10-year-old and she loved it. Absolutely loved it.
That's the great thing about it. You can bring a 10-year-old and you can literally come with, you know, not a 10-year-old everyone loves it.
So everyone finds something different.
Which is incredible.
Well, as we were walking up, she's pointing at the rather large Aladdin out the front, you know, with his arms. You know,
oh, yes.
And he's rather attractive. And then, you know, as we're watching it, I just wanted to, like, you know, I'm nudging. Oh, my God. And, of course, she likes all the, you know, like those three, you know, Troy's husband and those three, with those silly lines that he's got, you know.
The friends, the sidekicks.
Obviously I love it. Right, now, you're until the end of January.
To the end of January.
You're in Melbourne, otherwise you've got to go see it in Brisbane.
In Brisbane, absolutely. But, I mean, there's seats left, so come and it's a great Christmas present for your
family. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And when do you open up in...
I open up January 10th.
Oh, jeez. You've got much of a break then.
So I have a little bit of a... I have a little bit... I mean, it's been 16 years that I've actually been able to have Christmas and New Year's off because of Broadway schedule. So to be able to get to go home and be with family.
Where is that?
In Florida.
Okay.
We'll be going to Disney World and all of that, which will be really fun.
Right.
Haven't got enough Disney.
All of that stuff. But I haven't done it. It's been 16 years since I've gotten to be able to be there for that amount. Like, I don't even remember what that feels like.
Do you think you'll go to bed early?
I will go to bed at like 5:30. And you won't see me up until like 11 the next morning, before the view comes on in the the States. You know,
like that, all the family for Christmas, and an hour and a half in, you're like, okay, I'm done.
I'm out. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Maybe a few drinks. As
yeah,
well,
I'll have a sensible cocktail. Yes. I'm like, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
See you in another 16.
Well, good luck for you in LA.
Oh, and, thank you. You know,
and all the best for you.
Thank you so much.
Taking over the role.
Thank you.
You've obviously nailed it, and you know, good on you, boys.
Fingers and toes. Yep, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.